You. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others whom he set ahead of him in pairs. Every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. To whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you. For the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I'm giving them power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Did you have a nice 4th of July? I was back in my hometown, Harper City. It sounded like a war zone over there. I don't know where people got all these money for the fireworks. They're expensive. But yeah, I had a good, nice little barbecue with my family. But earlier in the day, it's actually my favorite day to live in South Pasadena because it's the annual pancake breakfast and the parade. And our new associate pastor has arrived. He came July 1st. He wants to be called Father Mario Celestine. That's one long first name, okay? Not Father Mario. I've already been corrected, all right? So Father Mario Celestine, great guy. You're going to love him. He's a wonderful priest. But I thought, let's bring him on the 4th of July so he could meet some parishioners and some people of the community. We had a wonderful breakfast. And then about 10:15, we walked to the library to greet the Holy Family team that was going to walk in the annual parade. We had about 100 people there this year. It was great to see. And before the parade started, I was talking to some of our school kids. I said, "Are you guys excited to be here?" And they all yelled, "Yes." One girl said, "No." And her mom was looking at me like, "Oh boy, what is she going to say next?" I said, "What do you mean you're not excited to be here?" You could tell she was tired, sleepy. She was in summer mode, right? And I said, "Well, what does that mean?" She says, "Well, I'm only here because I know we're going to have ice cream at the end of the parade." She was honest. But how often is that all of us? To get out of bed in the morning's a battle sometimes, is it not? To come to work, to get your family organized to come to Mass. Life's a battle. Life's a journey every day, but we're fighting for something far greater than ice cream at the end of the 4th of July parade. We're walking together towards heaven, and that's the last line of this beautiful gospel today. And Jesus tells us, rejoice, for your reward is going to be great in heaven. And the Lord sends us out in the gospel today. He sends us out into the world to bring peace to one another, to bring the love of Jesus that the world so desperately needs. So how are these readings speaking to us today? Jesus has given us the mission, which is to stay focused on him and to stay focused on heaven. And our Lord is telling us today, we must strive to avoid distractions in our life. What is the number one distraction? The phone. I've seen some of you looking at your phone and you're not looking at the readings, I can tell you that. Some of you are. I know those of you who aren't, all right? The phone. When we wake up in the morning, what's the first thing we do? Right? We look for the phone. What did we miss in the middle of the night? Did somebody text me? We're so easily distracted. In order to stay focused on Jesus, we need to declutter our lives with things that aren't important. We spend too much time worried about stuff that's out of our control. And Jesus is saying, stay focused on the prize, which is heaven. Our Lord is telling us this morning, do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid because of the troubles that you may face today. But rejoice because you're on your way to heaven. Family relationships are very complicated at times. Work can be challenging. But our Lord is telling us, those things are temporary. What does matter is how you love one another and to bring peace to each other. So where have you fallen into despair lately? Where have you become discouraged or lost hope? And Jesus is saying, don't fall into discouragement, but remember, heaven is awaiting you. And finally, my dear friends, we have to avoid being full of false pride. I love Jesus because he likes to call people out once in a while. He's saying, what are you guys boasting about in the gospel? You think you did those things? You did those things because of me. So you're doing good things and nobody notices, may your reward be great in heaven, okay? It's not about getting awards or recognition here on earth. It's about doing the right thing when nobody sees, by being compassionate, loving, merciful. All those people that we see daily, what are you saying about them when they're not in front of you? Don't actually say that right now, okay? We're all guilty of it. So the greatest reward we can get is for Jesus to look at us when we die and say, you did well. You got out of bed when it was tough. You didn't lose hope. And you stayed focused on the end of the prize, end of the journey. And your reward is now heaven. And if heaven doesn't put a smile on your face, I don't know what else to tell you, my friends. I don't know what else to tell you. Even when the best baseball team loses 18-1 on the 4th of July. I've had at least 20 people come up to me so distraught. I'm like, it's not October, relax. It's a baseball game, right? So we say. So where do we want to go when we die?
Heaven.
So keep your eyes on Jesus, and if you focus on him, you're going to get there, I promise you. So our Lord is telling us, avoid distractions today. How have you been distracted in your life? What's keeping you from being the best disciple of Jesus? And let's think of one area in our life that we've been distracted by, and how are you going to replace that with peace?